Well, the tongue of the wagon, yes. The tongue of the wagon. That could be the tongue of the wagon. But now, when you say single tree, I can't imagine two horses. Would that be a tongue, the wagon tongue? Yes, it could be. That could be the wagon tongue.
Traces.
Well, the traces are the two things that the horses.
Traces are hitched to the horse. Is that a single tree?
No, the traces. Excuse me, the traces of the horse. When you're hitching him to a buggy, you push him between these two things. Would that be the traces? Or would the, now you have something that comes around him, it calls the bitchings, right up under his tail?
Yes.
I'm confused about the traces of the, where, just which one of those. I believe that the wooden part would be the traces, because you've got to put your harness, fasten them to these two things. I think that would be the traces, so far as I would.
Okay, and talking about the wagon wheel, the steel outside part,
the hub?
Okay. Okay, then starting with the inside. The hub doesn't touch the ground.
Oh, no. The spokes are joined to the hub.
Okay, that's the inside.
Yes.
Okay. So you have the hub, and you have the spokes coming out, and the spokes fit into the...
The spokes fit into the hub, and then the hub, that, you know, it has to go...
They're going outside, though.
Now, that's on the outside?
The hub, and then the spokes coming out, and...
Out on the... to form the wheel?
Yeah.
Of the round?
Yeah.
Well, the spokes come out and join...
Have you heard Sally or Sally?
No, the fallow, I thought, was the outside hoof of the horse. No, that's the fetlock. I'm sorry, the fetlock. That's I don't know the term for that.
Okay. If you have two horses and each one has a single trace, the thing that buckles the single trace is it to keep the horses together.
The horse is hitched up with the bridle and rein?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the things that the single trees are hitched to.
Goes in the ground.
Oh,
it's white on the inside.
Wait just a minute. A radish.
Okay. And this is a red vegetable that grows on leafy plants that you have to stake up.
A tomato.
Okay. What about real small tomatoes about this size?
They are called, we used to call them the tomato, but they are the salad tomatoes.
Okay, and along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay, what kind of potatoes are there?
The white potato.
And the kind with the yellow meat?
Sweet potato.
Okay, is there another name for sweet potato?
Yam.
Okay, and this is something that's got a real strong odor that if you slice it, your eyes will
work. Onion.
Okay, and what are some questions?
They are the little green onions.
Okay. And this is something that's about, it's green and it's maybe, varies in size, maybe this long or something. And sort of bristly on the outside and sticky on the inside.